All Saints Day is ultimately a day about remembering. And on All Saints Day, we remember those who have gone before us in Christ. A big tradition, at least in the churches that I've been able to participate in, is you say the names and you have somebody who, from the bell choir, who will actually ring the bell after each name. Has anyone ever experienced something similar to that? And it's always a very solemn time and a very wonderful opportunity to remember that and to go through that time together. When we remember loved ones, we remember so many different things. I know personally when I think about loved ones, and oftentimes when I've been doing grief counseling or been with families as they've walked alongside someone who is dying, the memories are so frequently, we just linger on the happiest things that we have. When you think about someone who is close to you that you've lost, you might be thinking about fun stories or silly things that they've done. And for a lot of us, that's what our memories are tied to, that we remember the best moments that we had with someone who has passed away, and we remember the amazing things that we got to do with that person and the times that we shared. And it makes the sense of loss and grief much, much bigger, right? That the closer we are to someone, the more that we love them, the more time we spent with them, the greater the emptiness, the greater that sense of pain and grief that comes with it. And so in this respect, memory is really a blessing and a curse all at the same time. It's what that memory that helps keep that person alive in our head as we remember the shape and the contour of their face and their smile when they would say that corny joke. But it also brings that pain with it and that grief, because you know that you're not going to see that person tomorrow. You know that they're not going to be at the table for Thanksgiving this year. And so as we remember both the joys and the happiness, but that brings with it the pain and that sense of loss that comes with it. And so ultimately, All Saints Day is a day of joy, but also a day of grief that are brought together in tension as we think about loved ones who have gone before us. But as we gather together to remember on All Saints Day, we don't just remember those who have gone before us, because we also gather together to remember and remind ourselves of Christ. That we gather together today not only to remember the names of loved ones lost, but to remember who our Savior is and what he is about. That I spent so much time talking about baptism at the beginning of the service, because it is essential that we remember that. It is essential that we remember baptism and the promise that God works in our life. It was an All Saints Day when I was in seminary, and my grandfather had passed away the year before. And he wasn't always the most polite guy in the world. I remember there had been, someone had questioned whether or not he was really a part of the church and whether he would really be saved or not. And someone had done that was significant in my life, and I bought into it. And so I sat there during the All Saints Day service, and the pastor gave the chance for everybody else to speak the names of loved ones lost, as we're going to have that chance, and I just sat quietly because I didn't know. And I was so anxious about it. And I went up to the pastor, who was a professor of mine that I really knew and trusted, and I said, I didn't say his name. Should I have? And he just looked at me and went, was he baptized? I went, yeah. Then you should have said it. And you shouldn't be worried, because it's not up to you, and it's not up to whomever said that he's not in. It's up to Christ. And Christ is the one who gets to judge, and Christ is the one who gets to make the promises. And so hold on to that. And next All Saints Day, say his name. And that was huge for me. Even in seminary, I already, you know, I should be smart, right? I should understand the basic tenets of Lutheranism by that time. But I still struggled with it, because it's really easy to forget that our salvation is totally in the hands of Christ. It's not about what you have done, and it's not about what your loved ones have done. Instead, it is about the grace of Christ that is issued forth on the cross. When we come before that cross, we are sinners, and we deserve hell. And yet Christ speaks on that cross, forgive them. And he washes us clean. And he claims us as his beloved children. And there are days where you don't live like a child of God. And there are days where the loved ones that you're thinking about didn't live like the child of God that they were. But they were children of God because Jesus said so. And Jesus goes before the throne of God and he stands before our Heavenly Father and he says, this one is mine. And he claims us. And so we come together and we remember the names and the memories of loved ones lost, and we have that joy and that grief, but we also remind ourselves of Christ and we remind ourselves of what it takes to be a Christian. It takes Jesus and his grace and his love and not what we have done. And that we remind ourselves that those who sleep in Christ sleep not because of what they had done, but because of Christ's grace in their life, that he called them, that he claimed them as his own. And then we come together and we remember not only Christ, not only the loved ones lost, but we remember the hope that we have because of Christ. The hope that we have that we will see our loved ones again. I love how St. Paul writes it. This is, I have never been in a hospital room with someone who is dying or has died and not read this passage, because I think it is just so essential for us as we think about and talk about what it is to experience loss in the church. St. Paul in 1 Thessalonians 4 says, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope." And the reason why I focus on that is for two reasons. One, we get to grieve. You get to have the pain. You get to have the sadness. You get to miss your loved ones on Thanksgiving. And sometimes I hear people in the church say weird things like, well, I shouldn't cry because they're with Jesus now. Well, you should cry because they're with Jesus now and we want them here. We miss them, and that's okay to miss somebody. And don't let anyone ever tell you that you can't, because St. Paul says that you get to grieve. You get to experience that loss, but we don't just grieve. We grieve with hope. And then Paul goes on to tell us what that hope is, what our hope in Christ is. "For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep." Even because Jesus has died and rose from the dead, because of that, we believe that when Jesus comes back, he will bring with him those who have fallen asleep, that we will be together again. "For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words." And the image here is an incredible one, that those who have fallen asleep, those who rest in Christ, will be raised up from their graves, not as some creepy zombie movie or something like that, but they will be raised with new glorified bodies. That for some of us, the memories of loved ones lost is when they are old, that when their bodies weren't working the way they were supposed to, when their eyes may have dimmed, when their hearing may have been gone, when their mind may have been gone. And yet the promise here is that they will be raised with glorified bodies that don't fall prey to those things anymore, that they will be at their best because they will be raised anew. They will be a new creation in Christ, and that together we will go up and meet Christ and welcome him back to reign in his kingdom. The language there is really cool, but you're not Roman citizens, so you probably don't get what's going on there. Sometimes people talk about this as we go up to meet Christ because we're leaving the earth, but the language is actually about welcoming a conquering king back into the city. Because in that time, what would happen is when Caesar would go out and he would fight a big battle, he would come back into the city, and the whole city would leave and go out onto the road, and they would celebrate that their king was coming back. and that would welcome him back in. And that this image is so incredible because it is the image of all of our loved ones, of everyone who is in Christ, being raised again, whole, and the way that we are supposed to be, and going up to celebrate our conquering king, not some Caesar who has just destroyed another village, but Christ who has finally destroyed death once and for all. And that Christ comes back to this earth and he makes it the way it is supposed to be, where there will be no more death and there will be no more tears, where we will be able to have thanksgiving with our loved ones once again, where things will be the way they are supposed to be. And so today we come and we remember our loved ones that are lost. The way I do All Saints Day is not just for the saints that have gone in the last year, because I recognize that whenever we talk about grief, we have people who are close to us that are way outside of a single year timeline that still weigh heavy on our hearts. I still, to this day, every Saints Day, think of someone that I lost when I was 16. And that's one of the biggest names on my heart. And so we gather together, and we remember that the saints in Christ, we rejoice that they are the saints in Christ, we rejoice in the time we had with them, but we ultimately rejoice that they have been claimed by the blood of the Lamb. And that because of that, when Christ returns, we will all be together again. And we will welcome Christ to this earth where he will rule and reign, and things will never